The word Advent comes from a Latin word, Adventus, which simply means a coming. And Christians celebrate the first coming of Jesus at his birth as we anticipate the second coming of Jesus in the future. And we normally do this on the four Sundays leading up to Christmas Day. The shape of our Advent candles is formed in the form of a wreath, a circle. And that circle demonstrates the fact that his love is without ending, without beginning, and without ending. The greenery of the wreath suggests to us the reality of everlasting life that we find in Jesus. And the candles, of course, remind us of the fact that Christ is the light of the world. And the white candle, or the Christmas candle, speaks, of course, of the sinless nature of Christ.
Today's candle represents Old Testament prophecy. I'm reading from the prophets Isaiah and Micah. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrata, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Isaiah 9:7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Dear Lord, in lighting this candle today, representing the wonderful words of Isaiah and Micah and all of the other prophetic voices of the Old Testament, we reach to the very roots of our faith, and we stir those roots as we once again walk through the process in our hearts and in our minds and in this holiday season of the coming of Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer. Our hearts are stirred every moment of this journey, dear Lord, as we remind ourselves meticulously and carefully and orderly of the great love of God the Father, who sent Jesus the Son so that each one of us might be redeemed. And Lord, as we go through this beautiful tradition of lighting these candles from week after week, our prayer is that Jesus will be and will always be the central theme and the central person of our Christmas celebration. We enjoy all of the other things of this season, but above them all and before them all is Jesus and what he means for us and what has been provided for us through his life. Fill us with joy and gladness and fellowship and warmth this Christmas season. Most of all, one more time, fill us with Jesus, the unspeakable gift of our salvation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.